Hello, welcome back to the Ocean Matters podcast. Today I'm going to talk about an island that most people have heard of as a holiday destination. And today we're going to talk about two of their heroes, or militants, or activists, however you want to call them. This is the Ocean Matters podcast. So we like, and we try to support, how we can, people interested in the topic of the ocean. And one of the first things that I remember when I got into this, the idea of how it can be done for the oceans, I remember beach cleanups being the fastest way to bring conversation into many, many communities and groups. And already back then, there were already a lot of people seriously involved in the topic that did outstanding work. Here, it's about the Seychelles, as I found in the SeychellesNewsAgency.com. Here, let's go. Let's read. It was authored by Cedric Nisset. Title: Seychellois Twin Sisters Publish Paper on Beached Plastic and Debris in Inner Islands. Two Seychellois sisters have published a paper in which they have compiled and analyzed data on beach debris and plastic in the Inner Islands group of Seychelles. The paper, entitled Beach Plastic and Other Anthropogenic Debris in the Inner Seychelles Islands, Results of a Citizen Science Approach, was written by Alvania Lavan, a student of the University of Plymouth in England, and a Parley coordinator with her twin sister, Jessica Lowen, country surveyor at Parley for the Oceans based in the United States. The Lavan sisters, known as eco-warriors in Seychelles, published the paper recently after numerous beach cleanups on the islands over a four-year period. They were able to collect and analyze the amount of beach debris and plastic that washed up on Seychelles' shores. Alvania Lavan told SNA, that's the Seychelles News Agency, about her passion for the environment, which led her to notice how big of an issue plastic pollution is for Seychelles, an archipelago in the Western Indian Ocean. Seeing how Seychelles is affected so much by waste that comes from illegal dumping or those that wash up from other countries, I always felt that I need to find a solution for this problem, she said. Lavan added that after she began her work by organizing beach cleanups around Seychelles alongside Parley for the Oceans, she then shifted her focus toward plastic waste. This paper represents a summary of the 5 years from 2019 up till now of the beach cleanups and collection of the debris and plastics, said Lowen. She explained that during the beach cleanups, aside from collecting the debris, they measured and recorded all of the waste collected, and a lot of work went analyzing the data. I did not plan on writing a paper on it, but it just came about by chance when I was discussing plastics with a fellow academic at the university, and he suggested that we should write a paper about it, said Lavan. She said that her fellow academic, Andrew Turner, worked on most of the statistics, which is his speciality. Lavan said that the paper is free for anyone to read and hopes that from the data they have collected, further actions can be taken. The issue of littering in Seychelles, especially when it comes to plastics, has to stop, she said, adding that this is a big issue and there needs to be a collective effort to ensure that it must stop. Lavan said that after the disasters of December 7, when it rained heavily in the north of Mahé, the main island, her sister, Jessica, organized a beach cleanup, and the amount of plastic waste collected was just too much. This is a big problem, and the only way it can stop is to have a change of behavior among the people, so that we can continue to preserve our beautiful country. As if it continues like this in the future, we won't have beaches, but instead, we'll have only plastic waste on our shores, she added. There you go. Two eco-warriors. Two people who, to put it, the simple version of this is two people got up and decided to do something, and they started by cleaning the beach. On the top of that, then they started analyzing what the waste was, where it was from, and so on. They made articles about it, and they shared it, and eventually it got published. But it started by getting up and cleaning the beach. Well done to the two sisters, Jessica and Alvania. And I hope you enjoyed this, and I hope it's inspiring, because there are plenty of stories like this. And if you go to your beach early in the morning and you see a few people, ask if you want to join. Till the next recording, thank you for listening. This was the Ocean Matters Podcast.